AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the coronavirus is slowing down the economy and input from Congress would help.
It would be very helpful and very important that there be additional fiscal support for the economy, really to get us through the winter.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's sticking with a partisan scale-back coronavirus relief bill that has already failed twice this fall. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced a change in quarantine guidelines. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Since the pandemic began, the CDC had been recommending quarantining for 14 days. It now says people can resume normal activity after 10 days or 7 days with a negative test result. The CDC's Dr. Henry Walk says there is a small risk in a shorter quarantine, but the change may encourage people to actually follow the guidance.
By reducing the economic hardship associated with a longer period, especially if they cannot work during that time.
The CDC is also advising Americans to skip holiday travel, but if they must go, to get tested before and after. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, says the bad news is another spike in coronavirus cases leading into the holidays.
The good news is the goal line is in sight, and the goal line is a vaccine that we administer that people accept.
Britain approved emergency use of a vaccine. It may get similar approval in the U.S. soon. An FBI agent was wounded. An Ohio homicide suspect was killed. And the woman he was accused of abducting was found safe following a shooting at a Louisiana hotel. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco is banning all tobacco smoking inside apartments because of secondhand smoke. But smoking marijuana inside is still allowed in San Francisco. This is AP News. The government has decided only dogs can be considered service animals on a plane.
The Transportation Department issued a final rule that aims to settle years of tension. Airlines believe passengers were abusing the rule that allowed them to bring animals for emotional support if they had a doctor's note. Now the agency says only dogs can be considered service animals and they must be trained to help a person with a physical or psychiatric disability. Companions used for emotional support don't count. The agency said it was rewriting the rules in part because of a rise in misbehavior. Passengers kept fraudulently representing their pets as service animals, bringing unusual animals on board. The new rule forces passengers to check animals in the cargo hold and pay a pet fee or leave them at home. Jennifer King, Washington.
Alonzo T. Adams II, the man who created the formula for Slim Jim beef jerky sticks, has died from complications of the coronavirus. Adams says Slim Jims involve processed ground beef, chicken meat, and other parts, along with a range of spices and chemicals. He was 95. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.